hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by...
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Climate change is making cities hotter. In Milwaukee, a new project is making public school playgrounds cooler. Here's Mike Mohn.
Dozens of public schools in Milwaukee are working with a nonprofit Reflow on swapping out playground asphalt with green infrastructure, including more trees and native plants. Reflow's Lisa Neeb says their environmental benefits, such as reduced stormwater runoff, and it gives students more refuge on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Beyond providing a better atmosphere for physical activity, Neeb says these spaces create opportunities for outdoor learning. The program was recently highlighted by the National Wildlife Federation, which says green schoolyards also are good for pollinators. Organizers help schools secure grants to facilitate the projects, but officials say it's a challenge to secure enough funding to meet demand. Neeb says her team is working with medical researchers to collect data on how these transformed spaces impact student behavior. She says the pandemic delayed that aspect of the program, but notes anecdotal information from school administrators offers hope.
Behavior referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
Broader research has linked access to green space with positive health benefits, including cognitive development in school children. Reflow says so far it has partnered with 41 Milwaukee schools, with half of those projects already completed. And Neeb says they have a selection process that focuses on equity so that disadvantaged schools aren't left behind in seeking resources. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you. are listening.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today. Light winds and highs in the upper 30s. Close to the 30-degree mark for lows overnight. We'll keep those mostly cloudy skies. Even more clouds on the way Monday. Highs in the afternoon in the upper 30s with a rain-snow mix possible Monday night into Tuesday. Right now, it's 28.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
January 6th, 2024. And if it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha. For those of you just tuning in now, we're a two-hour show here on WAUK that starts at 7, but really glad to have a two-hour show, especially with a great guest like today's guest, Lindsay Johnson, the new chief or the new executive director at the Waukesha Food Pantry. And I'm joined by my wonderful producer, Anastasia, or Anya for short. And she's working with Johnny Watermelon, my chief of staff here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, located in the Walk Studios here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And we have a caller, I believe, that's been very patient. Cindy, is that correct, Anya? Is she still on?
We do not.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that, Cindy. If you're still listening, please call back. And we are taking your calls, 844-967-2789. And we did have some technical issues that I discussed, and it has something to do with the live stream. So we want to thank Rick out in New Berlin, for 20 years, the fried chicken king of New Berlin, when he owned Rick's restaurant. So thanks, Rick, for your help. And hey, Rick treated me and my wife Melissa to a wonderful dinner last night at Ray's Grain. We had the fish fry there. It was outstanding, and service was great. We went in there, it was packed, and we were like ready to leave thinking that. And then this young host appeared from out of nowhere, a friend of our daughter's that helped us. Like 30 seconds later, we got a table and had a great dining experience there. So really glad to be back at Ray's Grain. So, and I know we have another brewery coming too in town. Can't wait for that. And it's going to be located at the site of where an old brewery was, I think closer to City Hall. So, but speaking of beer and fun, Lindsay, you have an engagement after this show you'll be heading out to. Tell us.
Sure. So one of the things I do in my free time is I am a member of the Kettle Moraine Curling Club. So I have an opportunity to volunteer at a Bonspiel, which is a curling tournament.
Nice.
So I curled in high school, which makes you incredibly popular, by the way. But I also,
the gold medal team was from Wisconsin.
That absolutely. The men's,
yeah.
So. Absolutely. So, it is one of those lifetime sports where, once you get into it, you're able to, participate your entire life.
Sure.
The other thing though is, I've been a member of the Kettle Moraine Curling Club since 2012. So it's a great organization to be part of. And I enjoy the opportunity to curl with the
sure.
folks.
I wonder if that's an event at our upcoming Jamboree. Joanna Adamicki will be here next Saturday to talk about that. She's the events coordinator at Waukesha Parks, Rec, and Forestry and plays a big role in that, as well as other events here that the city puts on. And, of course, Jamboree, just a fantastic Waukesha tradition that's been going on for decades. And so looking forward to unpacking that next week. But, yes, good question. Will they have curling at the Jamboree? So you're going out to Kettle Moraine, and that's a great little lead-in, is that our Friday night game of the week basketball series starts back up again. When KM's basketball team, who leads the Class of 8, will be coming to Catholic Memorial High School. So tune in for that. Tip off at 7, pregame at 6:30 this coming Friday. That would be, January 12th. So, but back here. Oh, and also just a couple other sports announcements. I regret to inform us that Thursday night, there was no Friday night basketball games in the Classic 8 or I think anywhere in the region for men's. But the our men's teams did not fare so well. Let's see here. I know that South lost a nail biter to McGuanago, 62-61, and that Let's see, Waukesha North lost to Oconomowoc 56-44, and then Waukesha West fell to Kettle Moraine 83-37, and that's how good Kettle Moraine is. And so it's not, you know, Waukesha West is a competitive team, but KM is a team to look out for, so check them out next Friday. So, and then, Lindsay, if you'll indulge me another second, I'm going to do the Carroll Minute now because there's lots to unpack. You know, I know there's a big Packer-Bears game tomorrow in my beloved Buffalo Bills. So I'm a Packers fan. They're my NFC team, and they're playing their arch rivals, Chicago Bears. And if they win, they get into the playoffs. So that's a great scenario. And then in the evening, my Buffalo Bills play their arch rival, their nemesis, the Miami Dolphins. And if they win, they win the division, and they make the playoffs. So it's going to be a very exciting Saturday, Sunday. But I have to say my favorite team as of late is right here in our own backyard at Carroll University. The women's basketball team won their sixth straight game with a convincing 87-62 victory over CCIW rivals Wheaton College. Sophomore, Natalie Gricius of Oconomowoc led all Pioneers with 20 points, followed by 19 points from junior point guard Olivia Rangel, 13 points from sophomore Emily Wisner, and 12 points from junior Natalie Paulskill. And one of our listeners, Jim, from all the way out in Germantown, he knew Emily Wisner from Germantown, as well as Natalie Paulskill was a neighbor, and he said that she would be up all night in the summer playing basketball. You could hear the ball bouncing in the driveway, and very committed to her sport. And I'm sure she's the same way in the classroom as a lot of those Carroll kids are. The women's Pioneer team, so they're 11-3 on the year and 4-1 in conference. Their next game is this coming Wednesday here at the Van Mail Fieldhouse against Elmhurst University. Tip-off starts at 7. If you have a chance, catch these red hot Pios in action. Their home court at Van Mail Fieldhouse has been considered the toughest place to play in women's basketball, perhaps in the whole country, with the Pioneers, the ladies Pioneers team, losing only like 3 games in the last 3 seasons. So it's really, if you're a fan, if you love basketball, you should definitely check them out. I regret we haven't been able to broadcast any of the games. We're still working out some organizational issues with Carroll University, but look to return to that. And I imagine the food pantry gets a lot of support from Carroll University, either in a volunteer or other capacities.
We do get a ton of support. A lot of the Carroll students make volunteering at the food pantry a priority, which is huge. So we're really appreciative of that relationship and the ability to get some young volunteers who are interested in serving the community. So that's great. The other thing that's kind of nice is we've been able to partner with different programs at Carroll University. So, for example, sometimes we'll get the students at their end of their nursing program, and they'll come into the food pantry and they'll do things like blood pressure screenings and education about blood pressure for our clients. They also will offer, flu shots, those types of things. And so it's a great opportunity for our clients who may not have access to that, or just an opportunity to kind of monitor something that might be an ongoing health issue, that type of thing.
That's great. Yeah. No, I love this university city that Carroll has obviously led the, been a pioneer in, pun intended, and all that they contribute to the city. And the men's basketball team did not fare so well with a 68-57 loss to CCIW rivals North Central at Van Mail last Wednesday night. Kobe Simpson led all Pios, with 16 points, followed by Aaron Wofford with 12 points. Pios are 8-6 on the season, 1-4 in conference, which with their new coach, Taylor Jansen, is still very positive because they have been working their way back from some really tough seasons. So now in his first official year as head coach, they're doing some exciting things. They're building a real positive culture in the same manner that Lindsey Schultz has for the women's team. So another Lindsay, you should meet Lindsay Johnson. So, for the men's team, it was their second straight loss after falling to non-conference MSOE 71-63 last Saturday night. So the men's Pios team traveled to Elmhurst on Wednesday to take on the Blue Jays at their house. So best of luck to them. And, Lindsay, you mentioned you do some curling, which I think is awesome. What other sports or activity, what are the things you like to do for fun?
Sure. So my husband and I really enjoy hiking. So we've been to about 19 national parks and have had a chance to hike a lot of different areas of the United States, which is great. We also, doesn't have to be a national park in order to have a beautiful area to hike in.
Yeah, I love going to Retzer.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Have you spent a lot of time there?
Retzer, and then also Neshota is just close to our home, so spend a ton of time out there as well. Lapham's great. Skeppernog's wonderful. I mean, there's a lot of great areas locally that are nice to hike in.
Nagawaki, too. That's another. They have some other good hiking options.
Yep. So it's a nice opportunity to find, you know, find a woods, find a trail, and walk around.
Sure. And this is a stretch, and I hope Mary Jane Sanchez is listening. Or, you know, usually she brings the coffee in, so bad on you, Mary Jane. No, I'm kidding. But Mary, I wanted to know, Mary Jane's, one of her closest friends is a huge hiking, we can say junkie, although she works in healthcare. Terry Garcia, do you know Terry at all?
I don't.
She's a huge advocate for hiking and has led a lot of, like, family and hikes with friends around many of the area parks that you mentioned. And so we got to make sure to connect you to. She's also a, she works for Aurora Health. She's also a professor at Marquette in nursing, I believe. And so I think there could be some interesting, a lot of things you could talk about during the hike about the many different people you could serve. And, you know, that's what we're doing here in This Week in Waukesha. We are looking to build a more connected community. And that's why we've put the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in here so that I could continue the work that I was doing on the council to a much larger audience. So I'm glad to hear we have another hiker in the group. In fact, that's something we could do for the food pantry as a hiking event.
Yeah, there's a lot of volunteers that enjoy hiking. So we were joking that maybe it makes sense for us to have a little hiking subgroup.
Count me in, seriously. So
great.
Hey, one more note about Carol. This week, the athletic department was proud to announce the hiring of Andy Colehill as the pioneer new head men's soccer coach. Colehill brings with him 4 years of head coaching experience at the NCAA Division III level. And his most recent experience as a head coach was at Concordia Moorhead in Minnesota, which I'd driven past. We had a visit from my son at Minnesota State Moorhead. But Concordia has the best nickname in all of college sports. They're the Cobbers, which was initially a derogatory name for, you know, originally it was corn cobbers because these were farm kids. And there were some of the elite there that didn't like, and they were like the children of immigrants, like mostly like Norwegian, Scandinavian immigrants in Minnesota, go figure. No, but they kept the name as kind of a badge of honor. And I think that's just really cool. The Cobbers, I mean, you can't forget a name like that. So, I mean, we love the Pioneers. We love the name we love the, obviously it makes sense here at the, you know, the state's oldest first university, but Cobbers, very cool name. So maybe not as cool as Black Shirts though. So I will say that, but hey, and I just another quick note here, and I don't want to get too much into a political diatribe, but today is the third anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol building. And where that's relevant, Waukesha's Mayor Sean Riley announced that day on social media that he was leaving the GOP after years, two generations of Rileys in the Republican Party, and he was just very upset with their handling of that. But more on that when we come back on This Week in Waukesha, plus some other community news. And my guest again is Joanna Adamicki next week to talk about Jamboree. So really looking forward to that on this starting to look more wintry Saturday here in Waukesha. Do not go away. Talk about it. It's late in the morning, close to the time. And Mary's in the alley, she never stops smiling. Always love to see her, she means a lot to me. But I know she's got a hard time trying to make it be.
The Shaw, WAUK.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
I'm your host, Don Brown, here in WAUK 101.1. You're listening to Olivia Rodrigo. Is it Embarrassed by Love, Anya? Did I get that title right? Fantastic. And Anya's giving Johnny the board here. So Johnny's, not to put you too much on the spot there, but... And on the jukebox, Johnny sang about a thing called love. Or should I sing Poor Old Johnny Watermelon? Anyway, hey, I'm back here with Lindsay Johnson, who has been very gracious to appear on a full show here today on January 6th. And yeah, to finish off from the previous segment, I mentioned this was the third anniversary of the attacks on the Capitol. But where worldwide attention came to Waukesha was when Mayor Sean Riley announced on social media that he was leaving the Republican Party after like three generations of Riley's involvement. You know, Sean was an assistant to the delegates or something like that. He was at the 1980 convention in Detroit that had nominated Ronald Reagan and George Bush on that ticket, who eventually won, beating Jimmy Carter in 1980, and had kind of led what they call it, the Reagan Revolution back then. And again, this isn't I don't want to like pick on one party, but I think Mayor Riley's disgust with what had happened had been, he'd felt that there were, channels that could have prevented that from happening. And so, and I think it was a bold move at the time. I remember as you know, when I was first district alderman, you're the first one the media calls. I remember doing an interview at Banting Park outside, and I quoted Aaron Rodgers as saying, relax, that it was, again, it was just one man, you know, sharing his outrage of what had happened, and not there wasn't anything, you know, there weren't going to be riots in Waukesha or any, you know, anything like that. But I commended the mayor on the move, because I call myself biracial. I was raised by Republican parents in a Republican community. Jack Kemp was my congressman. But as a son of Irish immigrants, I was also exposed to the Democratic tradition and learned a lot about, you know, the pros and the cons of both parties, if you will. And so I could appreciate, and when Mayor Riley was on my show, he was like, it doesn't mean I'm going to be a Democrat now. But I think, and that's part of the civic media mission here, is to build more connected communities at the local level, because there's so much more that binds us than what has been dividing us at the national level and with a lot of disinformation. And so our mission here is to provide honest, authentic news and also expose you to honest and authentic local people that are making a difference, like Lindsay Johnson here from the food pantry. And there's no party politics when that comes to that. At the end of the day, we are all, to quote from Funkadelic, one nation under a groove, getting down just for the funk of it. And but really just exploring ways to build a more connected community. And you'll notice I'd had politicians and leaders from both parties here on this show, from like, say, Alicia Halberslaven, the alder person who's very active in the Democratic Party, to Scott Allen, our state representative, who's been very, you know, a Republican. And so, you know, the idea is that we are Americans first. We are humans first. We are each other's. We are our brother's keepers. We are our sister's keepers. And, you know, the food pantry of Waukesha definitely embraces that. And I'm so glad we've had Lindsay in to have a chat about that at a higher level. So and Johnny's getting it down. He's giving me the five. We've got 5 minutes for the next segment here, Lindsay. So what haven't we talked about yet?
So there's a couple things that I would like to mention, I guess. One of them is I'm pretty proud of the food pantry for having opportunities for people to celebrate with food. We just got through our holiday season, and I know that, or I'm sure that there were conversations in your family, just like there were conversations in mine about how we were going to celebrate as a family with food. You know,
right.
Thanksgiving is a big time. Who's bringing what to the meal?
Sure.
That type of thing. And in Christmas, we also have opportunities to celebrate with food. And so the food pantry wants to make sure that our clients have those opportunities as well. And so we're pretty fortunate in that we've got a lot of businesses and donors who want our clients to have the opportunity to celebrate with food. And so they're very generous in giving us money to buy holiday food.
Sure.
And so that's something that we've been able to do for a number of years, and something that we hope to always be able to continue to do. So it's Thanksgiving, we have additional food that we hand out, same with Christmas. And so it's really a great opportunity to allow people to celebrate. But we also know that celebrations don't just happen at the holidays. We've got folks who have birthdays. You know, if you're a kid and you have a birthday, it's traditional to celebrate with a birthday cake. And so we want to make sure that our younger clients at the pantry have opportunities to celebrate with food, too, by providing birthday bags. And so it's making sure that they've got access to those types of programs.
Sure.
And so that's something that I'm pretty proud of as well. The other thing, though, we did talk about the volunteers and kind of the work that they do. I guess one of the other things I did want to mention is that there's a lot of work that is done at the food pantry by volunteers. And so if there are ever people who are interested in volunteering at the food pantry, we always we're in need of especially drivers and stock box delivery folks. And so if that's something that you're interested in doing, you need to have a valid driver's license. But, you know, home delivery, you mentioned the Roddies. You know, there are.
Amanda and Eric.
Yeah. They are some of our dedicated volunteers.
One of the great Waukesha power couples, I may add.
Yeah. So they're one of the, they're one of our driving teams. And so, but we're always, they might want to break sometime.
Yes.
So,
yep.
And so you need to build up your bench a little bit.
You know,
so.
Especially Amanda came on the show around this time last year to promote the Rotary Club's annual pancake breakfast. Because you're in the Rotary Club. Is that still going on?
That is.
Taking place?
I believe
the county building again? Or
The Expo
or the
Center.
County,
yep.
Expo Center?
And I think that's on February 10th. So
okay, so Saturday. We have a little time then. Oh, good. All right. So yeah, I felt bad. I was looking back on last year's shows when I was doing a year in review last week. And yeah, so it was neat to remember that Amanda came in to promote that. We had a really nice time.
If you want to
at the pancake,
if you want to buy a ticket, I can sell you some.
All right,
just joking.
No, hey, that's careful what you wish for. We may walk out of here with a few tickets. I know Johnny loves a good pancake breakfast, and he'd probably bring some carryout back for Anya while she's doing Jim Santel's show that comes on at 9 o'clock morning cannolis, and Jim should be here in residence soon. He is my counsel here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, and his show is certainly worth listening to learn more on the latest legal issues of the day, both here at the local, I should say not both, but local, state, and national levels. So great show to tune into. And, we mentioned, I noticed here from the city's newsletter that after all the holiday parties, don't throw out your food, that the city now has composting services, and that food pantry also. We have less than a minute here, but we can continue.
Sure.
But what do you do with the composting of the food pantry?
Sure. So we have a company that we pay to have compost some of our food waste, but we also have a farmer who's really pretty dedicated to making sure that food waste doesn't land in a landfill. And so he also takes a fair amount of food waste from us as well. So to either feed animals or to compost as well. So those are nice opportunities for us to do the environmentally friendly thing with food waste.
Terrific. So, hey, when we come back, more from Lindsay Johnson from the Food Pantry serving Waukesha County, including ways in which you can help the mission, as well as we're going to talk about a great movie that we saw over the holidays called The Boys in the Boat. So do not go away. This week in Waukesha continues here on WAUK 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The nation's northeast shivering through its first winter storm of 2024.
The winter storm warnings are still across a decent like the southeast half of New York outside Long Island, all of southern New England.
Forecaster David Roth, Boston's getting 6 to 8 inches of snow. Parts of eastern Massachusetts could get 15 inches. Snow also moving through much of the west. All Boeing MAX 9 jets will remain grounded pending inspections. This after Friday's emergency landing of an Alaska Airlines flight after a door blew out soon after takeoff. The head of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, says it could have been much worse had it happened higher.
We could have ended up with something so much more tragic and really fortunate that that did not occur here.
And oh, to be one of the celebrities attending tonight's Golden Globes.
They'll be treated to a $500,000 swag bag, the most expensive in award show history.
CBS's Danya Backus. The Golden Globes air at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Badgers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pace themselves to an 88-72 win over Nebraska at the Kohl Center. Tyler Wall with 17 points for Wisconsin. Head coach Greg Gard says he was proud how the Badgers played the Cornhuskers on defense.
I thought we did a lot of good things, you know, and they hit some tough shots, and they hit 12 threes, you know, and I thought some of them, you know, they're a team that scored a lot of points, too, and the biggest thing with them was trying to minimize the attempts. I want them not to be able to get them off.
They'll take on Ohio State on Wednesday. Another loss on the road for number 7th-ranked Marquette. They lost at Seton Hall, 78-75. The Golden Eagles host Butler Wednesday night. UWM with a win over Detroit Mercy, 84-61. NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time to the Houston Rockets, 112-108. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 48 points, but a bad night for Damian Lillard, who had just 18. Milwaukee heading home now after this road trip. They host the Utah Jazz Monday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today. Light winds and highs of the upper 30s. Close to the 30-degree mark for lows overnight. We'll keep those mostly cloudy skies. Even more clouds on the way Monday. Highs in the afternoon in the upper 30s with a rain-snow mix possible Monday night into Tuesday. Right now it's 28.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl.
Hey, welcome back this week in Waukesha.
Blacker than night were the
eyes. One of my favorite Western songs.
Wicked and
Marty Robbins, El Paso. Covered by the Grateful Dead. Bobby Weir does a great job with it. I got to go to El Paso last year, not back in 2022, for a client's conference. And someone had told me that there is an actual Rosie's Cantina in El Paso where that the song is based on, that it's still in existence. There is also a Rosie's Cantina chain in the Dallas area. I think other metro areas of Texas that, according to my brother who lives there, isn't very good. For fans of the song, I always thought it'd be a great, you could make a movie based on the story in that song. And some of the lines in it were just fantastic, you know. Maybe tomorrow a bullet will find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. When he decides to come back to try to get his great love and ends up dying at the end in Rosie's arms. So, but a classic song. And just the elegance in describing the actual gunfight in the bar. And he says his challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lie dead on the floor. So I just, yeah, great writing there from Marty Robbins in El Paso. But here in Waukesha, where we, I believe we would handle these love triangles more civilly, I am joined by Lindsay Johnson of the Food Pantry Serving Waukesha. And here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, my counsel, one of my closest advisors, Jim Santel, retired U.S. attorney, has honored my guest with morning pastries. Not the usual cannolis, but these donuts look very lovely. Can't wait to dive into those after the show. And while I'm listening to Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel, that runs from 9 to 11. So when we left off, I think we were talking about food composting at the pantry. And how does that work again?
So
you're getting food out. You're not necessarily getting scraps, or are you?
We're getting food out, but there might be food that we're determining isn't something that we're going to serve our clients. And
sure.
So might be something that we've gotten in through food recovery. It might be something that we noticed has gone bad. And so it's an opportunity for us to basically use an organization to just kind of compost it, as opposed to throwing it and having it land in a landfill. So we're trying to do those environmentally friendly things with the food waste when we can do that. So we're appreciative of also our farmers who are willing to take our food waste as well, either to feed livestock or to compost as well.
Sounds great. And this just in from an announcement from the city. I know over the holidays, maybe some people found a new pet under their Christmas tree. And just a reminder that all pets over the age of 5 months are required to be licensed in the city. Renewals have been mailed to those who currently have pets for the license year. So, and it's important to do that because it greatly improves your chance of getting your animal back if it goes missing. Obviously, probably the greatest priority. It also lets law enforcement know your animal is up to date on rabies vaccinations. And there is an animal license fees fund, animal cruelty, abuse, prevention and neglect investigations. I should say animal cruelty, abuse investigations, along with neglect investigations. And state law and city ordinance require dogs and cats to be licensed. So make sure you take care of that bit of business. And hey, also from the city, I encourage everybody, the city of Waukesha is served every day by people just like you and me who want to make a difference, and Lindsay Johnson especially. And this past year, the city had the chance to feature a few of their hardworking, their devoted employees in their daily work. And so if you go to the city website, you can look for it. It is it's a little video series on these devoted employees. And I think that's a great way. There's so many good people that work for our city. So, and then speaking of work and volunteering, Jamboree is still looking for volunteers too. So definitely check out JANBOREE.org. To see how you can help out in that effort, or else also inquire with the city of Waukesha. And again, Joanne Adamicki is my guest next Saturday, talking about, she's the events coordinator for our city's Park, Rec, and Forestry, and she'll be talking about all the wonderful things going on at Jamboree. And I had a list here of a few of the things you can look forward to if they haven't sold out yet. And that includes, the fireworks on the opening night, the Goose Chase Scavenger Hunt, the Jamboree Beer Garden, and Extreme Snow Slide, Extreme Trivia Night, Glow Winter Green Walk, Ice Sculpting Competition, the Penguin Egg Hunt. So a lot of fun things for the family to participate in. And this year's Jamboree, it's an extreme winter green theme, which makes sense with, I guess, with the lack of snow we're getting, although there is a nice, soft snowfall coming down that I think looks really nice. And that's my favorite time of winter, is when the snow is falling down softly like that. Good time to walk the dog or just be outside and see how many snowflakes you can catch with your tongue. And any other, now you mentioned curling and you mentioned hiking. Any other outdoor activities you like to do, especially in the winter, Lindsay?
We cross country ski, although I'm not terribly good at it.
But I always wanted to do that.
Yeah. I would like to learn how to stop when I'm doing that.
Is that
that's
ongoing. It's great exercise.
It's great exercise, and it's beautiful to be out in the woods when it's, you know, freshly groomed trails. It's great. My only problem is I can start fine. I just don't know how to stop yet. So
sure. Now you mentioned your husband. I believe it was before you were married. He was an administrator at Rib Mountain.
Yep.
Which I'd never heard of. It's in Wisconsin.
Yep. So Town of Rib Mountain, it's up by the Wausau area. So okay. He was an administrator there, and then also an administrator in DeSoto, Kansas. So nice. That's a smaller community outside of Lawrence. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yep.
So you kind of got to take advantage of that, or could you still go up to Rib Mountain and like your husband say, "Hey, remember me?" And now you get a free pass. It doesn't work that way anymore.
But sure. But they have skiing up there, cross country skiing and downhill skiing up in that area. So it's great. Yeah.
And I figured, guys, so we don't have a lot of downhill skiing here in the metro area. That's relatively close, or within, you know, that's closer than an hour's drive. That I thought, you know, cross country would be a great opportunity, especially with all the beautiful parks we have here.
And a lot of our parks departments take great pains in grooming those trails and making sure that they're lovely to ski on. So that's
both
great.
City and county.
Yeah,
great.
Both.
Okay, fantastic. So cross country skiing, another one to put on the checklist here, and be interesting if I'm sure Jamboree had tried that before. So, and I think this year, I think they're even doing a street hockey tournament, which I was thinking about getting involved in. I was thinking of getting Johnny on a team, you know, because he played football, which is close enough to street hockey, and he can knock some heads around, especially with that cool Sam Elliott mustache he's sporting. So
there you go.
He looks like a hockey player now. So terrific. What is going on lately, like right now at the food pantry that Waukesha should know about?
Sure. So one of the things that we're in the process of kind of looking at or studying is doing some remodel work at the food pantry. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we're realizing is as our clients demand continues to grow, the space that we've got is great, but maybe it needs to be reconfigured a little bit in order to accommodate that growth. So
sure.
We're looking at doing some parking lot remodel work so we can better accommodate trucks and also provide some additional parking, because we're finding that, especially during our service hours, we are running out of space for folks. The other thing is we've got maybe some remodel work that we could do in our client services area. I think in a lot of ways people don't realize the size of our building. It's pretty big. I mean, we've got about a 13,000 square foot client service area / warehouse area. So about 10,000 of it is warehouse. And then the remaining part is some office space and client services. And so it's just trying to figure out if there's an opportunity to better utilize that space. And so that's something that we're taking a look at. The pantry was also a recipient of an award this past December. Our partnership with CAC on that as a TFAB hub, they wanted to recognize us for that particular endeavor. And so they honored us with a community award, which was kind of a nice thing to receive. Other things that we're sort of working on are really just kind of, now that we've navigated through the holidays, is kind of doing the post-holiday, get back into the normal routine of things, right?
Sure.
So
a lot of inventory, I imagine.
There's a lot of inventory now, and so it's making sure that we're getting through that inventory and getting that available for clients to use. And then it's also making sure that we're kind of thinking ahead of time to the fact that you know, we're going to hit a period of time when the inventory is going to be much lower. And so what does that look like? It's making sure that we've got outreach efforts to doing food drives. Maybe you didn't have time to do one over the holidays. That's fine. We had a lot of communities or a lot of companies that did. So now maybe makes sense for you to do a Valentine's Day food drive or Mother's Day food drive or whatever the case might be.
Good idea. And so, so you can help coordinate those or at least provide guidance to organizations that want to do that.
Absolutely. So we love to provide support to organizations who want to do food drives. So we provide barrels that they can use. We can set up funding campaigns because sometimes folks will say, gosh, it's kind of a pain because I have to park way out in the whatever parking lot. It's kind of a pain to have to pull all this food into the place. So maybe I'd rather just give you $50.
So, hey, in about the 3.5 minutes we have before our next stop for community and sponsorship messaging, what are some of the ways individuals can contribute or support the mission?
Sure. So the food pantry does have a donate here page. So if you're interested, we would certainly welcome monetary donations to support our mission. We
use WaukeshaFoodPantry.org.
Correct. WaukeshaFoodPantry.org. .org. So if you click on that website, up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little word that says donate, and you can click on that, and you can donate to the food pantry. We also accept checks. So if you, online is not your preferred way of doing that, you can certainly write us a check.
Sure.
But that allows us to buy food. As I mentioned before, we're able to secure it at likely a much cheaper than the average consumer is because we're buying pallets of things as opposed to just a dozen eggs.
Sure.
The other thing that you can do is consider donating non-perishable food items. We are available 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. Mm. We have door number 5 at the food pantry where we accept donations. And so if you have items that you're like, gosh, my family used to eat tons of pineapple and now they don't. And I noticed I've got a bunch of it.
And that was going to be my dumb question is defining perishable food. And those are those items that have a timeline on them that are more current.
So
that you can distribute fairly quickly.
Right. So non-perishable foods would be like the things that are or shelf stable type foods are the things like the canned items, the things that have a longer life to them. Perishable, I would view as more like the milk, the eggs, the things that you've got a more limited window of.
Sounds great. And then is there also a wish list on the site that identifies the specific needs that people can give in kind?
Sure. We've got what we call our top 8. Those are the items that we use a lot of. So it's the shelf-stable fruit, whole grain cereals, ready-to-eat soups, canned pastas, even shelf-stable milk alternatives.
Yeah. So mostly perishable items, or half of them are perishable items, seems like.
So, well, they're the more the items that we would have a longer life and might not require any sort of refrigeration, that type of thing, because then people can just walk them in and put them in. We can sort them through as we get them.
Sure.
So, we also need shelf-stable proteins and then also fruit juices.
Sure.
So those are things that we are often in high demand. A lot of the things that do require refrigeration, like I said, we work with like major distributors to get.
Sure.
So.
And then before I forget, too, the food pantry also has its annual fundraiser coming up in the spring.
Absolutely. So on May 18th, we're going to be having a fundraiser at the Unity Lutheran Church.
Is that what day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday, May 18th. Fantastic.
Yep. It's going to be actually a breakfast event from about 10 to noon. We're looking at having
sounds great.
People come and enjoy a good breakfast. And
so I can come right after my show.
You can. We picked the time just for you.
Sounds great. Oh, I know. I appreciate that. Because not to be too personal, but I believe you asked me to help MC again.
Absolutely. Yep.
Great. I look forward to that. So I certainly had a lot of fun with Karen's retirement party. And so looking forward to reengaging with volunteers and supporters. And when we come back for our final segment, some parting thoughts from Lindsay Johnson on how we can attack food insecurity in our community, our Waukesha City, and of course in the county as this week in Waukesha continues. And look out your window and enjoy that light snowfall, which we haven't seen. We finally get the white post-Christmas. As this week in Waukesha continues in WAUK 101.1 FM, The Shaw. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Last year I am over the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Just about a year ago, I set out.
Stuck in Lodi again. Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and that is my ode to our guest, Lindsay Johnson, new executive director of the Waukesha Food Pantry, who is a native of Lodi, Wisconsin. And when I used to travel a lot for business and I would drive, I'd see the sign for Lodi on the highway. I'd always have to, like, carefully, take a picture. And I'd put it on Facebook, and so my friends around the world could see, and I'd say my post would be, under the picture would be, just about a year ago, I set out on the road. And it was fun to see friends like chime, you know, adding the lyrics and really having fun with that CCR classic. And I'm guessing it's about Lodi, California, but it's fun to think that it speaks to Lodi, Wisconsin.
It could be.
Yeah. So you grew up in Lodi. You went to college at Stevens Point. You were a pointer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did your graduate work at the
University of Kansas.
Yes,
it's hard to say.
I used to call it the Lawrence Finishing School for Chicago Gentlemen. You know, that's like kind of my knock on it. But again, still very bitter about that Sweet 16 controversial finish in 1986. But I remember 2010, we beat him in the Sweet 16. We got some like really solid revenge and made the Final Four that year, and that was certainly fun. But a great bat. I mean, who doesn't love college basketball? And great programs like the Jayhawks, where Dean Smith came out of. I mean, so many great basketball legends. Will Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gale Sayers, but he was football. But the Kansas Flash. And then you met your husband in college, right?
I was in college. And he was working at the time.
And he was from Waukesha, right? That's kind of what brought you to the Milwaukee area, to Waukesha County?
That's what he ended up, when we moved back from Kansas, he ended up getting a job working as a consultant and was in Waukesha County. So I started to focus my job search in this area. So it was a great opportunity to come back to his hometown.
Sounds great. And it was like, 15 years you were with the county before this opportunity came along?
About 17.
17, yep. Sorry. So
yeah,
that's terrific.
Absolutely.
So what would you say, do you have kind of, is there a long-term, I think we're working on a strategic plan, right, for the food pantry, for the long-term goals?
I think it's an opportunity for us to, so since I started new this year, we just kind of worked on some goal development for 2024, just to kind of see what we want to do as an organization. And so strategic planning probably makes some sense as we're moving forward, just to see how we want to handle programming and serving our community the best way we can. But haven't gotten that yet.
Sure.
Future agenda.
That's
item.
A lot of work. Yeah. Yep. So, but it's neat because I know every day you come in, there's opportunities for continuous improvement and development.
Absolutely. That's the one thing that the county had always focused on, was having an attitude or a work ethic of continuous improvement. And so that's something that I like to bring to the pantry as well.
Sure. That's neat. Are there other community partners we haven't mentioned that have made a really positive impact on the food pantry mission that you'd like to shout out?
Sure. So we've done we're pretty blessed in that we do have a lot of community partners that do a great job for us. I'll give an example. We've got Meijer. They do Meijer Simply Give. So they have double match days. So I think it's March 2nd to March 16th. Are there two double match days, which is a nice opportunity for us to get additional money to purchase food. March 2nd and March 23rd, I apologize. The other thing is we do have organizations like Subaru Share the Love. They make the food pantry as a recipient of their community donation group. And so basically from November until December, a certain amount per car that gets sold can come to the food pantry if we're selected as that hometown charity. That's what it is, hometown charity. We also have had corporations that have been very generous to us in the past and also churches. So, for example, Eaton and Unity Lutheran Church purchased vans for us for several years ago. And so we have an opportunity to kind of recognize those when we get our vans wrapped in January. So that'll be something that's nice. But we also have a lot of just very generous organizations as a whole. They'll run food drives. They do they make donations, they do employee matches, those types of things. And those are a lot of organizations in the community. So I'm certain I'm missing a bunch of organizations that are very generous to us, but those are just a couple of things that businesses do to help support the pantry.
Sure. Here's one for you in terms of a question. Oh, and someone just texted in, where again is the location of the May 18th annual fundraiser breakfast? Saturday, May 18th, 10 a.m.
So it's the Unity Lutheran Church. Unfortunately, I don't have an address with me right this second, but what we'll do is we'll be advertising as that fundraiser.
Yeah, and we'll be publicizing in here too, and from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, another one of your great strategic partners, I like to believe, especially since we're almost at a full staff here with our legal counsel, James Santel, who's Show Morning Cannolis is next, with Johnny Watermullen learning the board, and of course with our expert producer, Anastasia. So definitely we're glad to be partnered with the food pantry and this very important mission. But here's a unique question and one very personal. I'm a descendant of famine survivors. My ancestors survived the Great Irish Famine, and yes, it was over 150 years ago, but that impact, it's still Ireland provides more private relief to addressing worldwide hunger than any other country in the world. I'm very, very proud of that fact, but also, again, as the sting on it is amazing. And one of the in addition to the famine was the disease that spread, because a lot of the food that was brought in wasn't the locals weren't akin to that diet. The worst thing you want to eat when you're starving, believe it or not, because you think, oh, I'm starving, I'll eat anything, but something that your system, your metabolism isn't used to can cause disease. And so I'm wondering, because I imagine some of your clients are different ethnic persuasions, and so is there sensitivity to that in terms of bringing in food that is, I guess, addresses a culturally sensitive diet?
Sure. So we try to be sensitive to the fact that folks eat differently. I mean, what I eat in my house might look differently than somebody else eats in theirs.
Sure.
And so we try to make sure that there's a variety of items that are a little bit more potentially universal, so that they're able to use the ingredients the way that they need to use them.
Sure.
The other thing, though, that I'm pretty proud of is one of our committees is
we have less than a minute. Sorry.
Sure. We've got a subcommittee that's trying to take a look at that as an organization and try to make sure that those purchases that we're making are sensitive to cultural diversity.
Sounds terrific. Lindsay Johnson, new executive director of Food Pantry Serving Waukesha County. Thank you for joining us this morning and this week in Waukesha on WAUK 101.1 FM. And enjoy this lightly falling snow. Good luck with the curling today, Lindsay. And for everyone else, please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And stick around for Morning Cannolis with James Santel next. And have a great weekend and see ya!
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.